If one day is in between the beginning of Yontif and Shabbos, or the end of Yontif and Shabbos. For example, Yontif ends on Thursday, so the people only regal could return home on Friday. However, many of them stayed over until after Shabbos. Or in the case where Yontif began on Monday, so therefore the only regal could have arrived on Sunday. However, many of them already arrived before Shabbos. Mishmar says, Manu kavu, are you noito eser chalot? Bamidat gave noito sign. The regular Mishmar for that Shabbos that came out before Yontif or after Yontif, they would split between them 10 chalos of the 12 chalos of the lechon apanim. While those kohanim that were there for Shabbos because they arrived early for Yontif or because they stayed over for the Shabbos after Yontif, they would split among them the remaining 2 chalos of the lechon apanim. And the rest of Shabbat of the year, the lechem apanim would be split equally among the 2 mishmaros for that Shabbat. And the mishmaros were switched every Shabbat. The mishmar of kohanim that did the avodah in the Beit HaMikdash would start from one Shabbat, and they would do the avodah in the Beit HaMikdash until the following Shabbat. And then they would exit, and a new mishmar would come in on Shabbat that would do the avodah in the Beit HaMikdash for the following week. So since the mishmaros were switched on Shabbat, the lechem apanim, which were taken out of the shulchan and distributed to the kohanim on Shabbat, would be split among the mishmar that was starting and the mishmar that was exiting. Rabbi Huda Aimer hanichnas noito sheva vayoytzei noito chamesh. Rabbi Huda said the mishmar that was starting their mishmar that Shabbat, the kohanim of that mishmar would get an extra challah from the lechem apanim. They would take 7 out of the 12 challahs of the lechem apanim. While the mishmar that was ending their mishmar on that Shabbos would take only 5. The reason why Rabbi Huda hoped that the kohanim of the mishmar that was starting that Shabbos would take an extra challah is in reward for closing the doors that were open by the mishmar that was ending their mishmar on that Shabbos. And the mishmar that was ending their mishmar had opened the doors in the Beit HaMikdash that morning. It would have to be closed by the mishmar that was starting their mishmar on that Shabbos. So in reward for closing those doors that were opened by the other mishmar, they would split up among themselves an extra challah from the lechem hapanim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hanechnasim cholkim b'tzafon. V'ayoytzim b'dar. The mishmar that was starting out on that Shabbat, they would distribute and split up the challahs of the lechem hapanim in the north part of the Azara, while the mishmar that was ending on that Shabbat would distribute and split up their share of the lechem hapanim in the south part of the Azara. And the north part of the Azara is more chashuv, as kachi kachim were shechted in the north part of the Azara. And the mishmar that was starting out is considered more chashuv since they are now starting their mishmar, and therefore they would split up the lechem apanim in the chashuv part of the Azara, in the north part of the Azara. Bilga la'ilam chalakas v'dar, v'tabata kvua v'chalona stuma. The mishmar that was called Bilga, they always split up their share of the lechem apanim in the south part of the Azara. Even when they were starting out their mishmar on that Shabbos, they would split up their lechem apanim in the south part of the Azara, not in the north part of the Azara. This is a penalty that the Chacham penalized the mishmar of Bilga. And so too, their ring was closed off. It wasn't moved. And there were 24 rings, one ring for each mishmar that was attached to the floor of the Azara, in a place in the Azara called the Beit Mitzachayim. That's where they would shecht their korbanot. When they wanted to shecht an animal, they would insert the head of the animal into the ring, and the ring would move around the neck of the animal, making it easier to shecht the animal. While the ring that belonged to the mishmar of Bilga was stationary, it wouldn't move around the neck of the animal, and the Chacham penalized the mishmar of Bilga, so they had to use somebody else's ring, and their ring could not be used. And their window was closed off. There were 24 windows in a place in the Azara called the Lishkat HaChalifos, the Lishka, in which the knives were kept. Each mishmar had their own window, where they would keep the knives that they used to shecht their korbanot. And the window that belonged to the mishmar of Bilga was closed off, so they had to use somebody else's window. This was also a penalty that the Rabbanan penalized the mishmar of Bilga. The reason why the mishmar of Bilga was penalized was because of a Maisa Shahaya story that happened, that a woman from the mishmar of Bilga named Miriam Bas Bilga went off to Dara and got married to one of the officers from the Yevanim. And when the Yevanim entered the Heichal, at the time of the miracle of Hanukkah, Miriam Bas Bilga entered the Heichal together with the Yevanim, and she kicked them in the back with her shoes and said, "Wolf, wolf, how long are you going to use up the money of Klal Yisrael and not stand up for them at their time of need?" Meaning to say that Klal Yisrael was using up their money by bringing korbanos, yet that did not protect them when the Yevanim entered the Heichal. And when the Chacham heard about what happened with this Miriam Bat Bilga, they said, if Miriam Bat Bilga was saying this, she must have heard it from her family. Her family must have been mevatah the avoda. They must have been disgraceful toward the avoda in the Beit HaMikdash. And we have a cloud, oy l'rasha, oy l'shchena. When something bad happens to a Russia, the neighbors are affected as well. So therefore, the Chacham penalized the entire Mishmor of Bilga because of what this woman said, with the penalties that are mentioned here in this Mishnah.
Pekas Be'ah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Be'ah she'noldo b'yontif, an egg that was laid on yontif, be'shamay oimrim te'yocha, u'be'tilo oimrim lo te'yocha. Be'shamay says it may be eaten on yontif, and be'tilo says it may not be eaten on yontif, you have to wait till after yontif to eat it. But who adin, that is also usher be'tilto, you're not allowed to move this egg at all. The reason for Beis Hillel is because the pasuk says, "V'haya b'yom ha'shishi v'heichinu et asher hiviyu," and we learn out from this pasuk that a Sudas Shabbos and a Sudas Yontif requires hachana; it needs to be prepared before Yontif and before Shabbos, and that hachana has to be dafka b'chol, as the pasuk says, "V'haya b'yom ha'shishi v'heichinu stam yom shishi is a yom chol." So therefore, if Yontif comes out on Sunday and the egg was laid on Sunday, or if Yontif comes out on Friday and the egg is laid on Shabbos following the Yontif, then the hachana of this egg was done on Shabbos or Yontif, not on a Yom Chol, because we have a klal called Beitza Shenolda Hayom Nigmar Me'etmo. Any egg that was laid today was finished from the day before. So therefore, when the egg is laid on a yontif that came out after Shabbos, the egg is usher b'tilto. And the Chachamim were geizer that even an egg that was laid on a yontif which came out during the week, it is also usher b'tilto. Usher when yontif comes out after Shabbos. Beishamei Omrim, Seor b'kazayin, v'chamei b'takli sevet. Beishamei says, the she'ir for Seor, for sourdough, that your chayiv and beer, your chayiv to get rid of it before Pesach, is a kezayis. Anything less than that, you're not over on Bayirah, Bayimata. The chametz, the kakli sevet. And the shear for regular chametz, that your chayiv to get rid of it before Pesach, and the kakli sevet, the size of a date, which is bigger than a kezayis and less than a kebetza. This is only referring to the Isser Bayirah, Bayimata. But to be overcurried for achila, even chametz, the shear is also a kezayis. The shear for both of them is a kezayis. The reason this machlokes is brought down here instead of Mesechet Pesachim is because the Tana here at the beginning of Mesechet Beitza is bringing down three machlokes which are shayach to Yontif, where Beit Hillel is machmir and Beit Shammai is mekel.